This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are dedicating this hour to pay tribute to Jabulani as well as Wayanda Bebenati right here on MUT students, former students Zalapa ke eMangosuthu University of Technology. Bebenati ke Mpulapuli apparently ke baya basishiya ke ngenxa yezinto ke mhlawumbi uAyanda wavelelwa ingozi ukanti ke uJabulani committed suicide. This show is not only about lonto but is to educate another student in Dobana, how can we beat Lendole? It was, I think they were speaking about it even today, earlier today, on our group right here on MUT Radio. They were speaking about the things, some ideas, like I'm a presenter, was bringing ideas, that we're bringing ideas, okokubana, how can we beat Lendole physically? Because now, iyabonakala ukuthi, it does not only need Ndobana sithethe, but we must act towards izinto ezifana nezi kuba zingaphinde zenzeke when apha ke MUT. So loo nto ke namhlanje siyenzayo right here on the afternoon hangout, sishintsha nje ikhasi right here on the MUT Radio.
This is the afternoon hangout, weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m.
You were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. You know I never try, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. Everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got, cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through.
Shape and own your future. This is the afternoon hangout, weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we came a long way.
From where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Tell you.
When I see you again. Oh,
yeah. First you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. Brotherhood come first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side, and now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Oh yeah, man, that is Wiz Khalifa. This one is called See You Again, right here on MUT Radio. Man, when we see them again, Abu Jablani, when we see them again, Abu Ayanda, we do have a special guest, Ebisazana kakhulu no Jablani, UJP Wakamngadi. So, Innocent Wakangcobo, nobekade ke a part of iJabulani Foundation. Sir, masikubulisa sikwamkele on MUT Radio.
Yeah, ngiyabonga futhi.
I want ba usixelele obviously ke sizivile indaba zokushiywa ngumfowethu ebekade sinaye siphikisana naye kakhulu, a guy that we spent most of the moments, beautiful moments with him, MUT sifika in 2018. Just take us back to those moments before iJabulani Foundation, before the JB obesekhulile that we knew. Take us back to the moments nisafika at MUT. How did you meet uJB? And how did you guys, all of you, meet Nojablan?
Oh, okay. Angazi noma isikhathi enginaso sanele yini, kodwa ngizothi qaphu-qaphu nje.
Yeah, qaphu-qaphu nje, but please.
Yeah, le nsizwa sihlangane nawo ngo-2018 njengoba kade usushilo, singama-first year kwa-Human Resource Management khona eMangosuthu. So, kwakunale study group se-statistics that was formed. Mina, I wasn't doing the statistics, I was doing the accounting. But amajita ahlangana naye ku group ya statistics, and then bagcina sebejwayelene, and then bamletha endlini, and then we all became friends just like that, because he was a friendly person. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, into AFNs, we had some kind of a relationship is that why say Venalia Willy Fiva band at all times. El Mundo Sex, I'm sure I'm Kumbula.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we met yes catches fun, I mean, and now we nay.
I was part of the group Lay Statistics Otetang, I remember very well. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is how we met.
JP, like the moment Umazi back in 2018 when you first met with him, was he the same JP ebesimazi ngoku, or he was like different from JP okanye besekhulile mhlawumbi, or njengoba uthetha about ukusiza abantu from 2018, was it something that ebesoloke nayo, or it's something that he okanye ayibona along the way as ebefunda?
When you talk about ukushintsha kwakhe, lo mjito ubesekhule kakhulu. Ubesekhule kakhulu in terms of knowledge, ubesekhule kakhulu in terms of direction in life. Because le nto le wayenayo and mayenayo, first thing ayenza was to join South African Student Congress, SASCO, which was back then, it was under a leadership ya Chairperson Utumelo Mwalosi, the one who's an ex-president where SRC.
Yes.
So at that time, wajoina SASCO with the will you would have seen about 40. I remember some of my right to learn campaign naye. Yeah, with the same purpose to phone with a Fizaba phone to register at schools, you know, lend you Fizaba phone the interview again. Actually, the Jablane Foundation, the Jablane Foundation were the result of Fiso Saki of Fizaba, and then he started the Jablane Foundation.
I remember him cracking a joke while Sipayana at the age in 2018. I think you do remember that joke. Yokuthi umuntu angahlala kanjani. He was a guy who ozaziyo.
Yeah.
About ukuthi umuntu ungabhoreka kanjani wedwa. You remember that joke?
Yes.
I crack.
He once said, Erumini, ngihlala ngedwa nami, Erumini, ngihlala mina nami, I entertain myself.
He was like that.
Yes. Yeah, that was the guy.
JP told a story the other day, Sipayana at the age, what he, hey, I can't get bored. Dinam, how can you possibly get bored unawe? So when he was a very guy, that guy, I remember we were supposed to study for an hour, only lasted 15 minutes study session, and the whole hour he was telling jokes. That's the true JP Ebesimazi. Just tell us now about iFoundation, Jay, quickly about iFoundation, uba iqale kanjani, mhlawumbi iqala with what purpose, JP?
Well, when he started the foundation, he called me in his car. His car, it's a lockdown, the first lockdown, the very first lockdown. So, wabese wang fonela, and then wang kumbuzo kuti ngisa kumbula yungu mapilazo kwa SASCO. Kunendo, ekto mapilazo kwa SASCO. But nge nchazi kakulu nge SASCO. So, yeah, kunento kunephila eka community work. Ngithi mina yes, I'm aware ngaleyo phila. And then wabesethi ufuna ukupursue i-community work, but on a different approach. Wabese ngimbuza ukuthi ucabangani, wabese washo ukuthi una this idea emqondweni. Wangisendela i-document ayasesiyithayiphiwe ene vision ne mission ye foundation. Uma sesengichazela ngaleyo nto, so that ubefuna to assist the community in high schools, to assist abantu who does not have knowledge of how best can you go to varsity and show what you wenza in ufunda into that is aligned with your passion, that is aligned with your dreams. Because we're doing good job learning foundation, we used to go out there, Senze, I can't remember the term, but the fundisa abantu about careers and create awareness and the dangers yokuthi uma uzokhetha career that embassy career esenhlizweni yakho, yabo lento engishoyo. Then after that, we will take people from the process of applying. We have institutions. We have so many people who are saying today we are grateful to the Jablane Foundation. We are doing calls we never knew about, but we are enjoying them because they are aligned with our passion. So I'd say he played a huge role in creating the Jablane Foundation. And I can assure you, Mlalele Msakazi, kanjalo nabalaleli noproducer bakho, kanye nomphakathi wonke wase-NUT right now, ukuthi I personally will not let the Jablane Foundation fail. I'm speaking, currently I'm speaking, Amajita is now we executive. I'm the treasurer of the Jablane Foundation.
Okay.
So, we are at that level of strategizing Uti now. How best can we move forward without him? Yes, but Jablane Foundation will not fail because he showed us what to do. Now, umthwalo selekthina to execute his mission.
Okay, right. Ke mpulapulisi nsenaye ke uInnocent Ngcobo on the line right here on MUT Radio. Sithetha ke kabanzi ke ngoJabulani. We will play ke Innocent interview that I did have with him up again Qubeni when I was still doing Ivukubangene early in the morning. We did an interview with him. A very great guy, man. Just tell us about izinto ke ngoku, like your way forward with iJabulani Foundation. You did say that iJabulani Foundation, you want let go, and ndiyabulela kakhulu loo nto leyo, so that ivision yakhe izokhula. And just tell us ukuthi, how did you guys receive the news, and how's the team yeJabulani Foundation at the moment?
Hey, ya lapho mfo kakelefe kwaba nzima kakhulu ngeke ngize ngiqamba amanga. And the foundation was just not in a good state emotionally, makufike indaba. Having to inform abantu ukuthi uChairperson wabo, who was not just a chairperson but a brother to everyone, akasekho emhlabeni, kwaba isimo esingekho sihle kakhulu. Nami uma ngiyithola le ndaba, ngayithola ngisebhasini, kwangekho right.
Yeah.
Akekho ongathi zafika kahle lezi ndaba kuyena. The line uma ngathi i-organization njengamanje emotionally we at a good stage, I would really be lying.
Buti, siyabulela kakhulu. Thank you very much for being part of the show, and we hope siyathemba into yobana ke uJabulani is at peace now kwinto yonke. And we do educate abanye abafundi into yobana please mabazinake bazinakekele, and whatever that you might be going through right now, just speak to someone. Uthethe nomuntu. Thank you very much, Innocent. Siyabulela kakhulu bra for your time. Inkosi kakhulu.
Foundation
ingakhula to a better ibonakale, like yaziwe ngabantu. I personally sent a lot of students to you guys ababedinga uncedo, and you have helped them like successfully. Thank you very much for me foundation. Nikhule nayo bhuti. Siyabulela kakhulu.
Bonga mina bhuti.
Thank you. Right, that was Innocent Ngcobo, treasurer we Jablani Foundation, right here on MUT Radio Mphulaphuli. Right now, we are about to play an interview that I had with JB when I was still doing the show. Yes, Xene. Before I go to that exclusive interview, ngizadlala nje uMariah Carey Mphulaphuli. Mariah Carey uthi ke yena featuring Boyz II Men, bathi One Sweet Day, right here on MT Radio.
And now
Alright, that is Boys to Men featuring Mariah Carey. It's called One Sweet Day right here on MUT Radio. Remember, we did tell you in the banner we're paying tributes to Ujablanfa, Ujablani Mgadi, as well as Uayanda Ndlovu. Please, guys, abantu bazu Ayanda Ndlovu, people who have been, who are close to him, siyacela nakuye from inside like, so that you guys ningatheta about him, anything ningatheta ngayo right here on EMUT Radio. We will play my voice notes after this interview, kanye this exclusive interview I had with Ujabulani Fikile apa on MUT Radio. So tell again, mamele the interview, and mvakoko ke we will play your voice notes.
Yeah, like Njie, I've heard so much about you, like great things, like you are contributing to the community, actually to the universe.
Exactly.
Yeah, like thank you so much.
But na benfun kala Njie, ngoche ipi, ujablani, ngokube sasikolo, nube umonto njani, like, unoti yoga Njie, umchita njoz, tandeli ngwati, yonke leontole.
No, angiyena umuntu othanda ukufunda mina kakhulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, kodwa
uyabaza.
Yeah, because ngiyakwazi ukubona into ezophuma ephepheni. Ngiyakwazi futhi nokubona into ebalekile. Yabo. Hayi ukuthi mawumfundi kumele ufunde yonke into efundiwe yabo. Khona izinto ezifundela ukuthi uzazi, but khona izinto ezifundela ukuthi zikutheste empilweni. Mawungacheka nje angikaze ngibe nencwadi from first year to.
Yay.
Oh my god.
But ngiyakwazi ukuphasa without incwadi, but angisho ukuthi abantu bengayithenga incwadi. Asifani
sabantu. Yeah, asifani.
Wow, ngikhumbula wayenencwadi eyi-1 ayifika igoqe kanje, hambe sifake ezikhwameni zethu, hekele zangifakele incwadi nje kusasa mase ngihle ebhasini. Unencwadi eyi-1 unyaka wonke, incwadi eyi-1
elifula incwadi kunestats,
naniphethe ziyi-4 kunestats ngapha, kune-HR ngapha, kunantoni, but then always.
Oh my god. So uhlakaniphe by nature. Like by nature. Shutu yezo mangabe kufundiswa eclassini. Afani nathi mina ngizongenza into engqondo emaphana.
Exactly.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. So JP, uhambe wahamba wavula iJabulani Foundation.
Yeah.
Intoni iJabulani Foundation, and what was the reason behind iJabulani Foundation?
No.
And uyivule nini?
Isizathu nje esenza kuvulwe i-foundation, into yaba yinhle kakhulu ngenkathi kuvulwa i-foundation ukuthi ngayivula nabantu vele engifunda nabo okwabangani bami, labo baziwa abaqhubekana bojobe sikwi-group yesikole nabo, futhi sakwazi futhi ukuhlanganisa iJabulani Foundation. But isizathu esikhulu ukuthi back from 2017 kwakwama kwenziwa ama-manual application from CEO. Kahle kahle angingafuni ukwenza HR mina. But ngesizathu sokuthi ama-code ngangingawazi ukuthi le code leyo MN ushuma ngosuthu, DU, DUT. ngangifukwenza journalist kahle kahle but nga apply private school kwasho ukuthi ke ngengqaze imali ngagcina ngithatha le emangoso so sabona ukuthi kune gap in between from umuntu oseya high school to university ngenxa ukuthi amakhodi awazi usase high school and awuzazi khona abantu abafuna umuntu ofuna ukwenza engineering but eyongena ka general
ngoba akazi ukuthi
akazi leso sinto so i reason behind the foundation ukuthi senze i career development kumuntu esa ka grade 9 azi ukuthi mayifika ka grade 10 kumele akhethe ziphi ifunde ukuze izokwazi ukwenza lento afisa ukuyenza empilweni angathi sefika ka grade 11 umuntu sefu ukwenza engineering but wenza imeslit ekugcineni so
yeah yeah
isizathu esenza sivule i foundation ivuliwe ke last year sakwazi ukuregister as a non-profit organization from last year siqala ukusebenza khona
uyivula nabo bani ngifuna babale nje abantu oqale nabo kuyo yonke kule foundation abantu bebe khona nje boba mention abo qhubekani nabanye
abantu ababe khona nje mesibe u5 ngokuqhubekani buyisa Innocent Ncobo umzuvele Zulu noma kabongo sithole then sahamba litsa eda omunye umuntu wesifazane nokugcina hadebe but siyaqhubeka siyakhula cause sesiba u8 ku foundation
no 18
yes ukuthi vela sijahile ukukhula ngama numbers sidinga umuntu oyiquality ozokwazi ukusenzela into esidingayo ekugcineni cause akusizi ukuba baningi but nabantu abaningi abangakwazi ukwenza umsebenzi
okay I Jabulani Foundation ngaba mhlawumbe ikona ke into eseyenzile ebonakalayo mhlawumbe ubani ke navakashela ezindaweni ezininzi mhlawumbe ezahlukeneyo if you can mention just a few izinto esenke nazenza nina as I Jabulani Foundation
ya kuningi kakhulu sesikwenzile and baningi kakhulu abafundi sesibasizile kusuka ngonyaka odlule kuze kube manje sisebenza kakhulu ke nesiqalo isiqalo iupgrading school ephethwe abo Pubs nabo Slovo esaqala ngabo nje ukuthi sibasize but sebenze kakhulu nomasipala waseMandeni okuyiwona o-exposer kwi-community kakhulu esisebenzisana nabo and siyasebenzisana nekoleni ngizale emlazi amawadi through ama-ANC youth league yenza ama-program kanjalo kanjalo
no okay yo the interested kakhulu because lento le iqalwa nje mhlawumbe ne funding aninayo kuya le nali mhlawumbe zeziphi challenges eniyeni dibane nazo as I Jabulani Foundation because njengoba sisho ni non-profit organization nje ezihlaleleyo anifundwa ngandawo zeziphi challenges entheni faceane nazo during I journey yenu so far
funding yona ilentuza ke i challenge inkulu
kuba sisebenzisa imali izenu
yes because udinga transport mazo endaweni abantu uhamba nabo badinga ama refreshment badinga ukudla udinga ama data yabo udinga zonke lezo zinto so funding i challenge inkulu kakhulu okwenze kwaze sagcina sengivula mina lentuza ibusiness encane ezokwazi ukufunda ifoundation
yes
ngiwasha
amatuzana lapho
yabo ngiwasha amatiki ngithatha imali ngifanga la ku foundation ukuze kuzokwazi ukufundeka lentuza ifoundation iqhubeke phambili because lento ekukholelwa kakhulu kuma donation from abantu ingagcina ikumisele ikubuyisele emuva sikhathi esiningi because ngeke uthembele kumuntu yabo si ama donations yawathatha mayiqhamuka but asithembele kona kakhulu
No mbulapuli ifsana ngena ke sithela naye ke uJabulani weJabulani Foundation ukhona ke uthe uqale i foundation yakhe esisi student emncinci enjalo but ubekwazi bawenza izinto ezinkulu wakwazi ukuyiregister i foundation yakhe as i NPO engathathi inxaxheba kodwa ke sobuqhubeka ne conversation naye xa sibuya nje kwelicala Ay bandivuma andivulela ngemaya.
Uvele ngibona kona
na mthombo. Oh, the only way to start
your day.
Injali.
Ngizala your day.
Yes. Sethatha naye ke uJabulani
uJB.
Umjaka-jaka. Mhlawumbe ligama liqhamuke kanjani just because igama lakho nguJabulani livelela lasuka nje yangujabulani kanjalo nje.
Ujakule.
Since uJB vele.
Yeah, kuhambe kwagcina sekuvumelana kanjalo because i-idea
iqhamuka
siyaqhamuka Oh, okay.
Like it's your vision, like it's your baby.
Yeah,
but
nice. But
it takes a nation to raise a child.
So
That's very nice. So, like, it's interesting. Mlaleli, we have now. Kona lento le ayishilo uJP Mengabe ebala indaba yokuthi he did marketing. Eka tenga kondanga, like he was up for journalism. But we got the it's HR. Yeah, so we got the enga bonanga ukuthi okay, like he applied kanjani and everything. So now I can relate to the situation with Ngenza, the same thing as you know that I'm doing my second qualification la emangoso like I graduated and then I graduated. So ngabuya ngazokwenza another course because iyona bekade ngiyithanda like all along yabo and nga apply late yonke leyo nto leyo into enjalo. So what is your advice kumuntu, let's say ke angenzi like qualification esibili and kwenzekile ukuthi nga apply something ebengade ngayithandi ngayenza ngaze ngaqeda ngaze nga like nga qualified but and do I start afresh? Do I do something you like njoba wena wenzile ukuthi okay as much as wenza into wathi ungayithanda but you learned to love it and then wase uthi okay let me do this to help other people. So like what's your advice on that?
No, ma suyenzile enye application wazoyiqeda ile ntuza iqualification wazoyiqeda so sekuphoqelekile ukuthi masuwenza usufukwenza le qualification oyithandayo kumele uyikhokheli right because NSFAS ukhokheli qualification eyodwa. So sekudependa ukuthi umuntu uya afford yini ukwenza ilento is qualification la ithandayo.
Oh okay. But, okay, let's say mhlawumbe ke I'm doing my first year ngizinto bengingazi njengoba usukhuluma manje sengeze ngilalela iradio ha hayibo kanti content njalo like kuhlukile indaba yama okay like ama code and everything. What do you suggest? Do I drop out and apply again or do I finish? Like kenza njani?
No, ma usenze unyawo oqala uyakwazi ukushintsha i-course uye kuloyo ifunayo because so
really
yeah, yes. Ngi change of mind ne
so nina niyenza leyo nto leyo
change of mind ihlukile.
Yes, ihlukile change of mind.
Hey, yabonakazazi izinto ke we need abantu abanje
siyabadinga abantu abakanje because nami ngaba i-victim yaleyo nto le ngangazi ukuthi uyakwazi ukushintsha and everything. I was like yes angasengiqeda ke ngaphela vele kanje. So nina niyakwazi ukubasiza abantu ngaleyo nto leyo ukuthi mhlambe umshintshele umuntu.
Yes, uyamazi uAnele Khezo.
Yeah.
Safunda nayo nyaka oqala then wa move wa duty wayenza into ayithandayo. So vele usangaphansi wa NSFAS
yabo.
So uyakwazi ukuchange to another course mawusenza unyaka oqala.
And because of e-funding njengoba uchaza ukuthi ufundwa for e-qualification A1 and then mangabe usenza A, so it is safer ukuthi ushintshe.
Yeah, like kunyaka oqala wakho.
Wow.
So when JB sengashintsha nje kwa journalism ngokuzuzo.
Sezoyikhokhela phela ngesiyachaza.
Sengizoyikhokhela.
Sezoyikhokhela.
Yes.
Ufuna ukuqala lapha ku MT Radio ke wenza ama presentations zakho. Okay, noba singeke say discussa yonke ngenxa yexesha because sino 6 minutes kuphela osiseleleyo before at the end of the show. Just ba briefly ba abantu bakuthola kanjani? Okay, before siye ba abantu bakuthola kanjani? What help do you need as locals as Jablan Foundation mhlambi from the school kanye from the outside world AP usizwe enulidingayo kakhulu nina as Jablan Foundation
funding my brother because ziningi izinto esifisa ukuzenza izinto esidinga ukuzenza sidinga imali kakhulu yabona nje uzovula uNSFAS abantu badinga apply uNSFAS bese sambele wonke umuntu especially indawo lezi okunzima kakhulu ukuthi bathole internet cafe la kunzima khona umuntu onginalo ulwazi othola umuntu uthi umzali wakhe mawuthisha wazi ukuthi akawutholi uNSFAS of which into wrong so lo umuntu loyo udinga information yabo so sidinga uhambele indawo ekanjalo but ufunding us now ukuthi sikwazi ukufika lapha i-transport kakhulukazi cause tia siyafika nama laptop ethu
niyasebenzisa yonke izinto
sometimes sewenza so i-data lesikole ukuba apply but into enkinga kakhulu transport
ubalona lelo data liphinde lingangeni sometimes.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.